Exclusive, Super PAC hit stems for anti-Catholic bigotry in key Senate races. By Joel B. Polak on September 6, 2024. A conservative Super PAC called Frontiers for Freedom Action launched an ad campaign Friday aimed at Hispanic voters in Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico highlighting Democrats' anti-Catholic bigotry. All three southwestern states feature key Senate races in 2024. In a press release, Frontiers for Freedom Action said. Conservative group Frontiers of Freedom Action today launched an ad blitz targeting Ruben Gallego, the Democrat Senate candidate for the United States Senate in Arizona, for the Democrat Party's record of anti-Catholic bigotry. The spot will also take aim at Jackie Rosen in Nevada and Martin Heinrich in New Mexico. Gallego is particularly vulnerable because of his far-left record. He is unsuitable for Arizona, but so too are Martin Heinrich in New Mexico and Jackie Rosen in Nevada. And when Hispanic voters, especially Hispanics who attend Catholic Mass, come to learn about their senator's record of anti-Catholic bigotry, they are going to be stunned, said George Landreth, president of the group. The ad focuses on Gallego's cruel war against the Little Sisters of the Poor, noting his prominent tweet in support of Xavier Becerra, the Biden-Harris administration's Secretary of Health and Human Services who sought to force the group to violate their faith and pay for abortion pills. In the ad's Nevada and New Mexico variations, it calls out Rosen and Heinrich for casting the winning votes to confirm Becerra to his cabinet position. The ad also highlights Democrats' imposition of an unconstitutional religious test against Catholics nominated to serve in the federal judiciary, the left's support of gender ideology, and their persecution of Catholics who assent to the Church's teachings on life. The ads run in both English and Spanish, transcript in English follows. The Little Sisters of the Poor give up their lives to care for the elderly and homeless. But Ruben Gallego joined the Democratic Party's cruel war against them by supporting the leader of the 23 attorneys general trying to force the sisters to violate their faith and pay for abortion pills. Ruben Gallego went along with Kamala Harris and Democratic senators who sought to impose an unconstitutional religious test against Catholics to make Catholics give up their faith to become judges or hold office. Ruben Gallego supported the Harris-Biden administration's gender craziness, forcing Catholic schools to destroy women's sports and allow men in women's locker rooms. Gallego supported the Harris-Biden administration's attempts to force Catholic doctors, nurses, and hospitals to perform abortions. Gallego never protested the Harris-Biden use of SWAT team tactics and jailing of peacefully protesting pro-life activists. Gallego also refused to speak out against the Harris-Biden use of the FBI to target traditional Catholics as potential terrorist threats, and he won't criticize the FBI director for his false testimony. Gallego is a pro-abortion extremist, supporting unrestricted up-to-the-moment-of-birth abortions, paid for by taxpayers, and even voted against legislation that would protect newborn abortion survivors. He even refused to speak out against a Democratic governor justifying the killing of children who survive abortions. Ruben Gallego stayed silent even as the Harris-Biden White House mocked Catholics and all Christians by replacing the traditional Easter Sunday proclamation with the offensive Transgender Day of Visibility. He never went on the record about the Harris-Biden administration's initial refusal to allow the Knights of Columbus to celebrate a Catholic Mass on Memorial Day, a clear act of religious bigotry, and an assault on all veterans. Latino American families remember. Latino Americans remember how evil governments in Mexico, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela hated the Church and Catholics and how they persecuted priests, nuns, and laypeople. Latino Americans know from history that this must not happen here in America. Ask Ruben Gallego why he has supported so many bigoted anti-Catholic measures. Ask Ruben Gallego why he won't speak out against the anti-Catholic bigotry in the Democratic Party. Viva Cristo Rey, viva the Virgin of Guadalupe. Frontiers of Freedom Action is responsible for the content of this ad. The Little Sisters of the Poor Saints Peter and Paul Home v. Pennsylvania, 2020, case went to the Supreme Court, which ruled in favor of the nuns in 2020. The Obama administration attempted to enforce a contraceptive mandate on the organization's health insurance policy, which had to go to court to protect its religious liberty. As Breitbart News noted in 2020, On taking office, President Donald Trump issued an executive order requiring the HHS to create new rules that would protect religious groups like Little Sisters of the Poor from having to comply with mandates that violated their faith. The Democrats pushed back, suing to block the Trump administration's rule, winning a nationwide injunction against it, which forced the nuns back to the Supreme Court. Democrats have frequently questioned the Catholic faith of judicial nominees, apparently on the assumption it would require them to rule against abortion. The Constitution prohibits religious tests for public office. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.